A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 13. It was before the festival of the Passover, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He had always loved those who were in the world, but now he showed how perfect his love was. They were at supper, and the devil had already put it into the mind of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And he got up from table, removed his outer garment, and taking a towel, wrapped it around his waist, then poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "At this moment, you do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." "Never," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you can have nothing in common with me." "Then," said Simon Peter, "not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said, "No one who has taken a bath needs washing. They are clean all over. You too are clean, though not all of you." He knew who was going to betray him. That was why he said, "though not all of you." When he had washed their feet and put on his clothes again, he went back to the table. "Do you understand," he said, "what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and rightly so. So I am. If I then, Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you should wash each other's feet. I have given you an example so that you may copy what I have done to you." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the beginning of Lent, I was giving a silent retreat to a group of people who were very much in earnest about seeking Jesus. Each night before going to bed, we would have a form of evening prayer that would help them to reflect on an aspect of the life of Jesus. Now, on one particular night, I was using the icon of the Holy Trinity painted by Andrew Rublev. He painted it to give his fellow monks a way to keep their hearts focused on God while living in the midst of political unrest. As I prepared and stood in front of this Trinity icon, I felt myself experiencing a gentle invitation take part in the intimate conversation happening at the table, and an even stronger invitation to join the angels, Trinity. Now, if you gaze at this icon, and I'm sure most people will have a copy of it or you can Google it, you will notice there is a space at the table, and it was this space, along with the invitation, that drew me in. In today's Gospel for Holy Thursday, we see Jesus seated at the table with his disciples and friends. We hear that he knew he had come from God and was going to God, and so he rose from the table. Why? Why did he leave the table? The Gospel tells us it was to carry out a most intimate act of love, namely, to wash the feet of his disciples. So even though there were protests about this action, Jesus did what was in his heart to do, and when completed, he returned to the table. He was setting us an example that we could follow. "I have set an example for you, that what I have done, you too will do for others." point about the table is, of course, that it is a place of intimacy, a place of nourishment, where we are fed. Fed, taught to go forth and serve others just as Jesus did. There is always a space at the table for the stranger, for the refugee, for you, for me. The power and beauty of an icon such as Jesus at the table, as given to us by Rublev, is that when we pray, the icon can become imprinted on our heart. That is, when we pray and gaze for some time at the icon. In this season of Lent, I have found myself in my heart and mind returning constantly to the table. The table of the Trinity, to be nourished and motivated to go out and wash the feet of those in need. And just as we choose whether or not to eat the food laid on the table, we choose, or we can choose, what we wish to see in life. Do we see Jesus at the table, inviting us into the space, there to be in communion with his Abba and his Spirit? Do we see all those who long to be at the table and show them there is a space, a place for them? Do we see all those who are suffering in our world today, being invited into that space at the table? Our world is no different from the time of Jesus, from the time of Rublev, who lived and died in the 14th century. We too live in great uncertainty and political unrest, and we need icons which will help us keep our gaze fixed on Jesus. Or, as the psalmist says, my eyes are ever towards the Lord. During these last days of Holy Week, may we continue to gaze upon Jesus so that his love and compassion will reach out to all those we know and love, who are longing for a place at the table. When Easter comes, may it be a time of great joy and new life in the resurrection.